this Mass this evening is being offered for the repose of the soul of Al Stanton and also for the repose of the soul of all the members of the Church Music Association of America. Eternal rest, gratitude, and the Lord, and let the perpetual life of rest in peace. Amen. May their souls and all the souls of the faithful be pardoned. The mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. You would please join me in saying the prayer for religious freedom. Almighty God, Father of all nations, for freedom you have set us free in Christ Jesus. We praise you and bless you for the gift of religious liberty, the foundation of human rights, justice, and the common good. Grant to our leaders the wisdom to protect and promote our liberties. By your grace, we have the courage to defend them for ourselves and for all those who live in this blessed land. We ask this to be a discussion. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. On this day, on which we pray for the dead, and meditate upon the reality of death in regard to our faith, I would like to take a few moments to meditate upon one of the most sublime poems ever composed for the sacred liturgy. It has been said, Sacre peso sumum Deus, et ecclesiae latine temelio est preciotissimum. It is the chief glory of sacred poetry and the most precious treasure of the Latin Church. This poem has been translated into almost every language, and in English, there are over 230 individual translations. I speak of the wonderful Dies Irae. There are many theories about its origin. Most historians seem to think that it came into existence between 1253 and 1255 AD. There are also many theories about its author. A good number of scholars attribute it to Thomas of Celano, the friend, fellow friar, and biographer of St. Francis of Assisi. It very quickly found its way into the Roman Missal and became a standard part of the funeral liturgy until 1970. It was in constant use for over 700 years. The Dies Irae is rich with an inexhaustible spiritual depth. It is a reflection upon the words of sacred scripture, and it has something very important to tell us as we pray for the dead, meditate upon death, and prepare for the day of our own death. It begins with reverent fear and humility. He is King of tremendous glory. The trumpet will sound as he comes to judge the world. All that is not holy will lay in ashes. The dead will be summoned before his throne. Modern man must once again learn to know his place before the majesty of God. God is greater than the power of the sun that shines in the sky. He is greater than the power of all the stars in the universe. He is incomprehensible in glory and strength, and he will come to judge us, to judge you, and to judge me. Those steeped in sin, unrepentant, arrogant, presumptuous, and proud, must know and be warned that it will be a day of wrath, a dreadful day. For those who die in the friendship of God but still in need of cleansing, it will be a place of purifying fire, a time of purgatorial cleansing. The Dies Irae tells us that the truth will be revealed. All our thoughts, words, and actions will be brought to light. God is a God of truth, and he cannot be fooled by lies and deception. We are individually responsible for our actions. There is no more chance to blame others for what we have done. It says, the book of life. bread, and all that it contains will be read to try the living and the dead. God is a God of justice. He must repay good for good and mete out punishment for evil. He does not overlook our sins if we do not repent. And if we have repented, we still need to do penance to repair the damage done by our sin. Then shall the judge his throne attain, and every secret sin arraign, till nothing unavenged remain. All of a sudden, after these very sober and somber thoughts, the mood changes, and we now see the other side of God's relationship with us. He is a God of mercy. He will save us if we call out to him. He will forgive us if we repent from our sins. What shall my guilty conscience plead? And who for me will intercede when even saints forgiveness need? King of tremendous majesty, who savest whom thou savest free, thou fount of pity, save thou me. Remember, Jesus, Lord, I pray, for me thou walkest on life's way. Confound me not on this last day. Christ, our Lord and Savior, understands our weakness because he became one of us. 'Twas me thy weary footsteps sought. My ransom on the cross was bought. Let not such labor come to naught. The Lord is full of compassion. As thou didst bury sin efface and take the thief to thine embrace, so dost thou give me hope of grace. He accepts a contrite heart and sincere penance. Prostrate, my contrite heart, rend, my God, my Father and my friend, do not forsake me in the end. Finally, we are once again reminded of the hope of holy fear, humility, reverence. O day of weeping, day of woe, when rising from this fire below, the sinner to his judge shall cry, spare me, thou mighty God on high. And then, with one final gasp, our last request, a prayer filled with tenderness and hope. Ah, pia Jesu, O good Jesus, O merciful Jesus, O gentle Jesus, Savior blessed, grant to them all eternal rest. Amen. It takes your breath away. And yet, I have barely skimmed the surface. What depth, what balance, what realism, how candid, how hopeful, what a jewel of our spiritual